News.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Good morning and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And a fine, how do you do to you?
How do you do?
I do very, very well. And it's quite possible that it's directly correlated with the abundance of news that we have today.
Oh, really?
You know what time it is?
It's time for the news.
That's exactly right. It's time for You Choose the News. That's the top of the hour game show that we like to play. The news is questionable. The choice is real. Back to the Future all over again.
Ooh,
that'll be
another
your,
one?
That'll be your first story.
Excuse me.
A real-life Wall-E. You know the little robot Wall-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, a real-life one of those. And Uber is in the news again.
Oh, goodness. What are they doing now? All right. Start with Uber and then we can move on.
Uber is in the news again. And this time, they want to know exactly how much riders want to pay. So, Uber wants riders to know exactly how much they're going to pay for their trips. Uber's rolling out guaranteed fares.
Okay.
So, you know, Uber usually gets in the news for charging somebody $400 for a 20-minute ride. On those, what do they call those? Surge hours, right? Well,
I know I love that new campaign that the black cab, the black taxi. No, yeah. In New York.
Was it New York? I thought it was England.
It says we don't surge. Yeah, no surging of prices. We never surge. Okay, all right, so go ahead.
The company announced Thursday that it's beginning to roll out a feature that will show exact fares for an Uber X rider before you book. Previously, only riders of Uber Pool, its carpool service, had this feature. Knowing how much a ride will cost in advance is clearly something riders appreciate. Noting that Uber Pool makes up 20% of all rides. While the change may help Uber drum up more customers, it also makes surge pricing more difficult to understand. That's because Uber will no longer show the surge multiple or lightning bolt when demand is high. Instead, it will show a disclosure that says fares are higher due to increased demand. Uber argues that the removal of the surge price multiple makes it easier for people who don't want to do math. But the truth is, Uber never showed riders what the original price would have been. Riders have grown accustomed to understanding what those price multiples symbolize. Taking them away will make it harder to know how the quoted price compares to a normal fare. Well, let's see. If a normal fare, you would assume, you know, a 20-minute ride from Highlands Ranch to Denver, say, would be, you know, I don't know, $20. If it's $2,000, that's the new price. And we just told you it's going to be $2,000.
And that's the price. Told you.
That's it.
We told you.
Thank you, Uber.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Cha-ching.
Bye-bye.
All right. A real-life Wall-E or...
All right, let's talk about Wall-E.
Okay. What was the other one that I said? Oh, Back to the Future all over again.
Back to the Future.
No. You said Real Wally. We're doing Real Wally.
Oh, yeah, because you know, we can't change. You know, no, it's so technical.
You chose the news.
Right, too
when
technical.
You choose the news, you chose the news, and we've got to go with the choice. That's the rules of the game. Read the fine print,
go with the
lady.
Choice that you chose.
There you go.
All right, go ahead, Wally. Wally.
I never saw the movie.
Oh, my God, you've got to see. He's so cute.
Hey, this tiny robot is a real-life Wally. For a small guy, he's got a big temper, just 2.5 inches tall, with a fondness for meaningful eye contact and heavy lifting.
What?
Wow.
It's like you and your ad for a bedroom
yeah,
companion.
Yeah, it kind of is. Cosmo. I'm going to read it again. Just 2.5 inches tall with a fondness for meaningful eye contact and heavy lifting, Cosmo is a robot companion designed to seem like it has a soul. And like any faux sentient creature, he gets grumpy when he's poked or turned on his back. You can tell by the way his eyes narrow and he grunts at you. Cosmo looks a lot like a lot of toy robots on the market. And he apparently looks like Pixar's Wall-E. But he's been programmed to move, interact, and emote like a complicated movie character. His creators at Anki designed him using a combination of artificial intelligence, image and voice recognition, and animation. His face is just a small LED screen with 2 animated eyes that can show a wide range of emotion. Depending on the situation, he might be angry, focused, annoyed, surprised, skeptical, bored, sad, happy, or any combination of these emotions. Note, it did not say sexy.
I was just going to say, does it have to be a he? Because I'm thinking you might be...
Oh, stop it. The robot works with a smartphone app that provides a matching soundtrack to his actions. A camera in his face can identify who is playing with him, and once you type a name into the app, he remembers who you are. He'll even say your name. It's one of the few words he says out loud. Mostly, he communicates with a series of beeps and tones and the aforementioned grunt.
Yeah, again, this might be the perfect...
Stop it. He can sense... He can sense where you are and what you're doing. He can play games with you and stack his toy. Stack his toy. See, there's a problem with this print. The world is polluted with robot companion products that claim to do all these different things, but they're plastics and components that aren't connected to the environment. That's what his founder says. Cosmo will be available.
It's way better than what's the BB-8.
Yeah.
That you know was all the rage at Christmas time.
Well, sure, because of the movie Star
Wars
movie.
Right. But you know he just rolls around.
Yeah.
He doesn't make noise. He doesn't have emotions.
He doesn't follow you.
No. There's no attachment.
No.
He just rolls around.
Yeah. This.
And he doesn't like going from the floor to the carpet.
This Cosmo is going to follow you. It looks like a little tractor doohickey, and he's going to follow you everywhere.
I was very disappointed in the BB-8, especially for what my daughter paid for.
No doubt. This robot will be available in October for $179. Regular software updates will follow to add new skills and to keep your relationship fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Back to the Future all over again. I don't know what to make of this. Here's the headline.
Okay.
Diet Pepsi brings aspartame back.
What?
Didn't we just get
rid of
that?
I thought they just got rid of it.
Causing carcinogen.
Right, and they were going with real sugar.
Right.
Like the whole thing was real sugar.
Just 10 months ago, just 10 months after Pepsi announced that it would stop using artificial sweetener in Diet Pepsi due to consumer safety concerns because it is a cancer-causing carcinogen. The company said it will bring aspartame back with the launch of Diet Pepsi Classic Sweetener Blend.
Hmm.
There's a mouthful. It'll hit store shelves in September in retro light blue packaging, and it'll come in 12 packs because a 6-pack's just not enough to get you cancer on. 2-liter bottles and 20-ounce bottles at retail outlets throughout the U.S. For those customers who love Diet Pepsi with aspartame, we have been exploring ways to make it available. When the company announced last spring that it planned to remove aspartame from Diet Pepsi, it cited declining sales and health concerns stemming from scientific studies linking artificial sweeteners to obesity and cancer in lab rats. But what the hell? Why not bring it back anyways? That's not part of the article, folks. That's my commentary. Quote, consumers want choice in Diet Colas, so we're refreshing our U.S. lineup to provide three options to meet differing needs and taste preferences. It sounds to me like Pepsi is struggling for relevance.
Hmm.
So let's bring back the thing that was selling poorly and kills people, at least kills rats, and see if we can save the company.
Right. Don't we do that, though? We kind of freak out. We make a change. Okay. We haven't given it enough. You know, it didn't do what we thought it was going to do. And so then we go back to the thing that wasn't working. All right. Because it's a panic mode. It's like it's a panic reaction.
This smacks of corporate desperation at the highest level. It really does. And I welcome you. If you work for Pepsi and you're listening to the broadcast, go ahead. Give me a call. Let me understand this a little better. Better yet, have corporate call me, and let's talk it out. We'll do it right here on the show. But this is a bad move. I mean, I'm the king of bad decisions, and I recognize them when I see them coming on. This is a bad decision. Don't you think? You're not going to say. You don't want the lawyers to get you, too. That's okay. I'll take them on. It
seems like a panic reaction,
yes.
Right? Let's go back to something that wasn't working, even though we tried to make a change.
It's ridiculous. That's what Charles Barkley would say. It's ridiculous. All right. We got to take a break, folks. We've got all kinds of great business news and better decisions than bringing cancer-causing carcinogens back into play. If you have one of those, don't go back to it. We'll be back after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where we're sitting here in our home studios in Denver, waving to all our friends in Tampa, Florida, and to Washington and Fresno, California. But if you are here in the local area, there is something that you want to do.
You want to go to the Western Conservative Summit coming up in just a couple of days. Starts Friday, July 1st. Of course, Donald Trump kicking it off. Yep. 3-day event going on at the Western or at the Colorado Convention Center, brought to you by Denver's Money Talk 1690 AM and the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University. Go to moneytalk1690.com and click on the Western Conservative Summit banner in order to get your tickets and see the full schedule.
Absolutely. All right, here's a question for you. What if you are 130 years old, you have, and I'm speaking of your company, not you, you don't look a day over.
A day over what?
Something.
It is my birthday coming up.
It
you know?
Is, and you know what? You're looking just perfect.
It's like, what do I say here that doesn't get me in too much trouble?
Well, folks, if you check out the video here, you can see that Angel's got a little shoulder action going on. And, oh, my, your suntan and your musculature.
Do I have muscles?
I saw you checking your watch, and I'm like, holy cow, look at the gun show.
There's no gun show.
Oh, yeah, there's a gun show. Yeah, you got it rocking. So let's just say that you have a company that is 130 years old. There's 33,000 employees and a market capitalization of almost $800 million, and yet you are fearful of becoming obsolete.
How's that possible?
Irrelevant.
How is that possible?
Right?
130-year-old company, 33,000 employees,
yep.
$800 million in market capital. I mean, how
could
possible?
Right? Well, let me just give you one word. Amazon.
Oh.
And your company is Barnes & Noble.
Oh, right. I mean, how many other bookstores have we seen at the demise? Not just bookstores, but even retailers.
You bet.
Really struggling with the effects of online shopping that Amazon has just captured. Well,
how do you stay relevant in a world where the online portal has taken so much of your business? Well, in the short answer, booze. Hooch.
All right, not
belly
just
up to the bar.
Not just booze, right? No. We think that everybody wants the low prices, fast delivery. I love it when things get delivered to my house. But what else do we want? We really want an experience. We still want community. We still want to be around people. We're not just going home to work and not living outside of our four walls, right? And so, yes, they are rolling out a new concept. 4 stores so far,
yep,
in which they will add beer and wine to the menu, but it isn't about the beer and the wine.
No, it's about the community. It's about the culture. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. When our producer, Bill, brought this story to us this morning, he teased it up. He says, okay, so you're Barnes & Noble. You're trying to compete against Amazon. Amazon is encroaching ever more every year upon your bottom line. How do you create something? What's something that you can do that Amazon can't? And my first response, without knowing the story or anything else, was coffee.
You did. You said coffee, but they already have that.
They have it. They do. But the point of it is they don't feature it. It's not a. It's an add-on. It's an accessory. It's not what we do. We do books, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing.
Right.
Why is the coffee shop in Amazon, in Barnes & Noble? Because it serves as a place where you can sit down with a cup of coffee and a comfortable book and read and communicate.
And there's no shortage of bars, right, in America. And he says, you know, back in college when we wanted to get people to show up for a school meeting or an event, we throw in beer and wine, sometimes pizza. And that was enough to attract a crowd. And so now we're turning the stores into gathering places,
right?
Acknowledging that your key customers are adults who might like to turn a trip to the bookstore into a real outing, not just an errand,
right?
That we're going to run into the store, we're going to pick this up, it's a grab and go, but it's actually an outing, it's an experience, a place that we're going to hang out at.
It's a place where groups can meet.
And that's one of the only things that a brick and mortar store that can provide that Amazon can't. There's, you know, price is price, you know, shipping, delivery. I mean, even Barnes & Noble couldn't do that. But how do they get people to come into their store when they could just as easily buy it online? You create that community experience.
Well, the truth is Barnes & Noble's in trouble, and it has been for some time, which makes you wonder if the constant reports of its death might be greatly exaggerated, right? They've survived the doom and gloom for a significant amount of time. But same-store sales are flat or are growing at just 1%. The Nook, you know, that book reader that they have, lost almost $100 million last year. And they're touting as good news that they might only lose $10 million a year by 2018.
Oh, only losing $10 million a year.
Keep things in perspective here.
You know, it's one of those, you know, we can absorb that loss. Don't you wish?
Well, is adding beer and wine to the menu going to be enough to bring Barnes & Noble back? What do you think?
You know what? They are still there. They're still trying to be relevant. They're still trying to be innovative. I think coming up with that community experience where it is more of an outing and not just an errand is a good idea.
If you're looking to pair beer with books, would you just go to the bar and bring your Nook? And read your book.
Different environment. Yeah, you don't take your book to the bar.
I took my book to the bar on the weekend. Not the bar, but the bar at the breakfast restaurant that I like.
Okay, that's different.
Is it?
Yeah, that's different.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Going out to the bar to have a beer with friends is not the place that you bring a book.
Well, I wouldn't bring my friends to the bar.
Why? No, the whole point is.
My book.
The whole point is.
Maybe I didn't get it.
I don't. Yeah.
I'm messing with you. I'm just. I get it.
Sometimes it makes it harder than it has to be.
Well, that's
all
my
right.
Job.
But here's the thing: Barnes & Noble trying to stay relevant. And if it matters to you that you still have a bookstore, a brick and mortar bookstore where you can go and hang out, check out the books, open up the spines, you know, kind of peruse all the titles on a bookshelf in a store with some service. Make sure that you shop once in a while. Don't do all your shopping online. Spread the wealth a little bit.
That's exactly right.
Okay? Keep the companies that you want to stay in business. They need you. And they're recognizing that you're shopping someplace else. So if it's important to you that they stay in business, support them. And you think, well, somebody else will. It doesn't have to be me.
But it
is you.
It is you. Mm-hmm. And what can you do in your business to stay relevant? Maybe it's not open up a beer or wine. Maybe it is. But what can you do to stay relevant in your community? Because guaranteed, your competition isn't just the Amazons of the world. It's everything that's competing for that same dollar. So the rising price of gas, the groceries, it all competes. What are you doing to stay relevant and attractive to your customers? All right, great conversation, and best of luck to Barnes & Noble. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after this. Don't forget to check out experienceprosdeals.com for 40 to 90% off of stuff that you are going to love. We'll talk more about that later in the show for sure. Eric and Angel on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I love my Craftsman tools, but so do my kids and my neighbors.
I told Brendan, when his Craftsman tools disappear, come see us at Ace. We've got Craftsman hand tools, power tools, accessories, mowers, everything.
Ace is the place with a ton of Craftsmen. Ton as in a lot. We've never actually weighed everything.
Now through Monday, come in for the Ace 4th of July Craftsman sale and get the best prices of the summer on select Craftsman products. Offer valid at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Attention to all listeners of this station who suffer from any kind of pain. Whether it's back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, foot pain, or even diabetic foot pain, we have breaking news. There are changes with Medicare and insurance companies that may benefit you. These changes may now allow you to receive safe yet very powerful pain relief treatment items covered by Medicare and your insurance. Thousands of customers have been sent these proven pain relief systems that now may be available to you. With your qualification, you could receive these pain relief systems, which may be covered by Medicare and your insurance company, at little or no cost to you and include free shipping. Call now and use the special code RADIO to activate and confirm your eligibility. Call right now at 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, again, 888-452-3416.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Hail again.
Again. It is hail season. And every time the clouds start to get dark, we all start to get a little bit nervous about our roofs, our cars, you know, anything else. If we're out on the golf course, we brought in our expert guests for you today from Acclaimed Roofing of Colorado, Glenn Ducharme. He spent 5 years in the Army, attended school, and worked as a personal trainer until 2015 when he got into roofing. He's built up a great network of power partners from architects, developers, property managers, insurance agents, multi-property investors, and more. He says he feels like the issues of high deductibles and cracked foundations are all the things that are keeping him up at night, probably keeping you up at night as well. He works tirelessly until the morning hours to make sure each individual project has the attention a dedicated project manager is expected to make for each one of their customers. He says, no matter how many times I wish I could just use the excuse I'm too busy, it doesn't work in my weekly scheduling. If you need to see him at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning on Mother's Day, he will, unfortunately, make his mom wait for you. Glenn Ducharme, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You are dedicated.
True story.
True story. Somebody asked you to meet them on Mother's Day?
In Breckenridge. I drive up to Breckenridge at 10 a.m.
Wow.
Be there at 10 a.m. So mom had to wait till next week to go to brunch.
Wow.
Mom okay with that?
She had to be.
Well, she had to choice. Be.
You know, here's the thing. Glenn, we had you on a couple of weeks back, and the hailstorm had just rolled through.
I have great timing.
Part of it. You do have great timing. A hailstorm rolled through yesterday through Denver and Boulder and whatnot. But in this environment, and we're in the hail zone, excuse me, in this environment, people are... They don't know who to trust. And you say they can trust you.
I'm saying they can trust me, but they can trust usually anyone within their network. Not saying they can't trust a door knocker every time, but you don't know who you're getting. You don't know if that person even lives in town. As we talked about last time, a lot of the people that go to knock doors, they don't have local networks. They don't have people that call them when their house gets damaged. They have to go out and find work and when there's a sign up in your yard, you're probably still going to get 5 to 10 more people come and knock at your door. You don't know where they're from. You don't know if they're here. Usually that person will sign you up and pass you on down the line, and you just move on down the line. You meet me. I meet you, you know, from day one. We're not done until that final check's collected.
To the completion of the project.
Completion, right.
Yeah. Right? You're there for the whole thing. I'm always surprised when I see people who, you know, need a service provided, especially in their home, and they don't ask their neighbors, they don't ask their network, they, you know, go, you know, and just do a Google search and allow for a stranger to come in, because we are all connected, and there's probably somebody you know in your network already that is trustworthy that you can bring in. Now, you're new-ish in the roofing business. You've been in for a couple of years. Is this a typical hail season? Do we have this every year? Do I just forget?
It just happens, you know, it happens in different areas. It always hits the Front Range, but sometimes, you know, Black Forest, Parker are pretty notorious areas from getting it's pretty severe hail, large size hail monument. With the higher elevation, they get larger hail. And then up in the northwest corner, Boulder, Arvada, Longmont, that area gets wiped out with hail pretty good.
That was the swath that got it yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
They've gotten it twice already this year, but last year we pretty much got Wash Park three times and then Elizabeth once, and that was it.
Yeah,
there's about four storms.
Getting pretty hammered. Is there, you know, I mean, we're in the season, and it seems like it's early in the season. Glenn, should we just wait until the end of it and just kind of take care of it when it's all over, when everything is as damaged as it's going
to
be?
You can't wait to get the work done till the end of the year. Couple things. If you get the insurance company out there and then you get a contractor signed up and you and that contractor decide to wait till later in the season, if you have problems in between the time you sign up with that contractor and the work getting done, it's basically on the contractor. If there's a leak or something, it'll come on the contractor.
The insurance is not going to cover that.
The insurance is not going to cover that, but you don't want to have to cover that either. So waiting to hire a contractor, waiting to deal with the insurance until the end of the season, if further damage happens between then, they're also not going to cover that. So you want to get that liability off of you as the homeowner immediately. You want to put that on the contractor or get it on the liability of the insurance.
Get it taken care of.
Calling the insurance immediately, not putting it off, not saying, oh, my neighbors are getting their roof done, but I'll wait, you know.
Glenn, let's give some contact information. The last time you were on this this broadcast, your phone exploded, and you know, I think it's because our listeners say that we think we can trust this guy, and you know, you've been vetted and approved by the Experience Pros directory. We know you personally, and so let's give out your number, because there are probably some people here who have waited, and or may have new claims, and they're going to want somebody they can trust.
Yep, you can contact me directly at 303-517-5337 is my cell.
All right, do that
email,
again.
303-517-5337.
You know, one of the things, Glenn, you're very involved in the community. You have an incredible network. And one of the benefits, if you need anybody, you need landscaping, painting, lighting, plumbing, you have a referral network that is pretty powerful. So we encourage people to call you, even if it's not for a roofing need, if they just need anything for their home. So give that phone number one more time.
303-517-5337. You can, and I do get calls for anything, for other trades, from window screens to painting to AC to anything, you name it, lawyers.
You're well connected. You've got referrals for folks that who do what you don't do. The website, acclaimedroofing.com, that's acclaimedroofing.com for Acclaimed Roofing of Colorado. How much does it cost to have somebody come out and inspect the roof?
Free. It's free to come out and inspect the roof. Obviously, when you call a contractor out, they're intending to earn your business.
So, of course.
When you have somebody come out and go through the process with you, meet your insurance adjuster out, it's just in good ethics to hire that person and give them the business. They are out there trying to make a buck, and if they don't do anything, you know, blatantly disrespectful to discern your trust, then there's really no reason to push them aside and have a bunch of other people enter the mix.
Well, you've got lots of great reviews online. You're a member of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, vetted and approved, and everybody that we've heard who's worked with Acclaimed Roofing saying great things, and working with awesome. Directly.
You're doing a great job, Glenn, for the community and for your customers as well. All right, so roofing. I'm driving down the street. I go into a new neighborhood. I see a whole new slew of roofing signs. I had no idea there were so many different roofing companies in the area, and they're probably not.
Were the planes out yesterday?
right. No, we had the planes flying around.
There was a plane carrying a banner.
Right, then all of a sudden, the little door hanger ended up on my door about a week later. What is one of the best ways that you have found to market Acclaimed Roofing, and actually, it's, you know, an effective way of marketing?
Personal referrals. A lot of my referrals have come the year later, when they're reaching the end of that year and they didn't want to get theirs, and they remember, oh, my neighbor. I've gotten some crazy stuff for people's done from decks to entire exteriors of homes and garages painted, custom roofs. I've gotten some really amazing stuff gotten for people, and when the neighbors see that, they want to call me. But again, the property managers and stuff, when I get a list of 30 inspections to go do, it happens for me that way as well. So customer service, and then just providing a service that's handed to me on both ways.
When does the season end? When are you going to get a vacation?
It did not end for me last year. It probably will not. I do the commercial roofing as well, so I do commercial and commercial waterproofing, which is a big thing in wintertime. A lot of people don't want to think about their roofs being off in December or January in Colorado, but commercial construction doesn't end, so it goes year-round, especially new construction. Those new custom homes that do flat roofs, walkout patios, all kinds of cool stuff like that.
All right, look, we got to do this one more time. AcclaimedRoofing.com. That's AcclaimedRoofing.com. And Glenn Ducharme is your go-to guy. He's going to see the project through from the first handshake to the final nail and the check in the bank from the insurance company. Glenn, your number one more time.
303-517-5337.
And he will meet you, even if it's on Sunday morning during Mother's Day brunch. He is not too busy. That is a line that Glenn never uses. Acclaimed Roofing of Colorado. Check them out online. Give Glenn a call. He's going to take care of you. Remember, anybody you need in your network to take care of your house, Glenn is connected. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you guys again.
Absolutely. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk. If you want to check out Acclaimed Roofing on the Experience Pros directory, check out experiencepros.com, click the directory button, and then search for roofing. That's how that works. We'll be back with more positive business talk right on the other side of this. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for taking time out of your business day to join us. Good morning. It's going to be a beautiful day wherever you are because you make it beautiful.
Make sure you sign up for the Western Conservative Summit at MoneyTalk1690.com. The fun kicks off on Friday.
Yes, it does.
Morning. How exciting is that? All right, so big goal setter. I'm pretty big at goal setting.
Yes, you are.
But I think a lot of times people find it to be the whole idea of setting goals frustrating.
I've been there.
Right? You want to set goals that are inspiring, and yet it's discouraging to think, okay, I'm not there. I don't know how I'm going to get there. And why am I even bother writing it down? Because it's not going to happen anyway.
Yeah, the challenge with a goal for so many people is they don't know how big to set it. If they set it big beyond easy to get to, you know, if it's an easy goal to get to, then it's really not a goal.
Is it really a goal, right? It's too simple. So it doesn't serve a purpose.
If you set it beyond your comfort zone, then there's that nagging thought in the back of your head saying it will never happen.
Right? Too big, right? It's the Goldilocks of issues. You know, is it too small? Is it too big? How do you set a goal that's just right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's not impossible. We have a couple of tips to help you do just that from Kat Bugard on Inc.com.
Oh, nice.
She says the first thing is to focus on meaning.
Listen, reaching a goal feels great. That high you get when you cross something off your list, that's an awesome reward right in itself.
Right.
However, it doesn't mean that you should focus all your attention and energy on easy wins that will give you a false sense of accomplishment. And we just kind of addressed this a little bit.
Well, and you need to have a few of those. Yep. It's not a false sense of accomplishment. It is.
It's the beginning accomplishment, of momentum.
Right? You accomplish something. Make your bed in the morning. It's the first thing you're setting yourself to accomplish stuff. It's not a false sense.
Here's how I normally make goals. And I do, I have a, I don't call it a to-do list, but I have a piece of paper where I draw circles and put tasks on them. But I usually don't draw the first circle until I've already done it. So if the first circle was to call Joe and the rest of them, you know, I start thinking of, first I call Joe and then I hang up and I write a circle, call Joe, and then I check it off so that I feel like I've done something on my list already.
Well, in having some of those easy to accomplish tasks, right? But that's not really a goal. Goals have, that's your to-do list. Right? These are things that have to get done today.
Sure.
When we think about goals, it's something you can't just scratch off your list before moving on to your day.
Sometimes getting the tasks of the day done
is the goal.
Is the goal.
Okay, so the tasks getting done is the goal. But the purpose of goals is to inspire you to accomplish something that is truly important to you and bigger than just this day.
Yes.
Right? Because we're moving towards something. Now, they're the baby steps towards the bigger goal. And so, you know, getting this list done, getting this list accomplished means that we're moving closer to our revenue goals, our business goals, our growth goals, all of that, right? So think about some of the goals that you've actually set. They have a purpose. They have a why behind them. They have a bigger vision to it. So right now today, Calling Joe is not like this big, you know, momentous thing. And you get back to the end of your year and go, what did I do this year? What did I accomplish?
Right.
Well, I called Joe.
Well,
but why did you call Joe? Was Joe a connection?
Joe is somebody I've been working on and getting to develop the relationship. I'm calling Joe to say hello, and I'm thinking of you, and I hope you're thinking of me, because at the end of the year, I would like Joe to become a sponsor and to work into sponsoring the broadcast.
And so then you have a fully sponsored show,
right?
And so the goal could be to have a fully sponsored show.
Right.
And how do you get there? How do you baby step into? And then because it's to have a fully sponsored show, which means we get our contract renewed and all these bonuses that come along with that.
Calling Joe is building and trust.
Exactly. So next thing, set your deadlines in days. Any effective goal will have a deadline.
Okay.
Sorry, excuse me. But too often we don't put the deadline in the goal. We think, okay, this year, which means by December 31st.
Okay, right?
So that means I don't really have to do anything today. I still got 6 months left before that actually has to come to fruition.
And apparently, studies are telling us that deadlines set in days are more motivating than those set in weeks, months, or years.
Right?
So even if you just said, you know, 6 months, that could be easily said as 180 days.
Right, I have 180 days to, and in this example of, you know, to have a fully sponsored show, what needs to happen in 180 days. And as you're crossing that off, now all of a sudden you see the days are ticking away, whereas you had 6 months, but I've got a whole nother month before I have to tick off a month. But every day, now it's only 179 days and 178 days, and now I have 150 days.
Right.
And now I'm
10 days.
Right?
Got to start.
Getting there done. So the more immediate time frame, the better. It connects you to your present selves, right, inspiring you to get things done. So rather than saying you want it done in 60 days, 90 days, right? Or in it, say you want it done in 60 days, 90 days versus 3 months, 6 months, and all of that. That will totally kickstart your productivity. And then establish mini goals. If you want to set goals that are motivating instead of frustrating, right? These are the tips to get you done. So establish some mini goals. I call these the baby steps.
All right.
Right?
Yep.
So, you know, in the example of a fully sponsored show in 6 months, this is how many people is that? And breaking that down into baby steps, how many phone calls, how many Joes are on the list you're working towards building that relationship. They said think beyond just the end objective and also developing your action plan, because the mini goals track your progress along the way.
And then finally, constantly evaluate. Like anything, goal setting involves a lot of learning. The more you do it, the better you get at it, as long as you're willing to continuously evaluate your progress and learn from your mistakes. I agree with this 100%. You need to make sure that you are constantly measuring the distance between you and your end goal, the finish line, if you will, and the distance from the starting point to where you are now, and make sure that you're moving in the right direction.
Right. Remember, our show is fueled by a fan brag. You can fan brag every single day by calling 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. We'll take your fan brags live on the air, or if it's after hours, you can leave a recording. You can also use the app that you can find at experiencepros.com/radio and leave your fan brags directly recorded right from the app on your phone.
And we received a fan brag from Brenda, Brenda, who lives up in Alaska. She says, fan brag for Dave Lax for opening Bristol Bay Express and bringing lower gas prices to Neck. The local community is so thankful. That's a fan brag, and we love getting them. Nice. Thank you very much, Brenda. We appreciate you. Folks, we do appreciate you for staying tuned to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the home of positive business talk and experienceprosdeals.com. We encourage you to stay through the news And we'll be back with another hour of Positive Business Talk right after this.
America's home for Positive Business Talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.